From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Iraqi military officials say government forces launched an operation Thursday to clear the last Islamic State fighters from positions in the desert bordering Syria. In a statement, the military said troops from the Iraqi army and Shiite popular mobilization forces were taking part in the campaign to flush out militants hiding in a large section of borderland. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 8 people Thursday and wounded 16 others. Officials say the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that he will be sworn in as the country's new president on Friday. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. CNN aired footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off for as little as $400. The video sparked international outrage, with protests erupting across Europe and in Africa. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Grace Lee with more.
With no clear end to the Rohingya Muslim crisis in sight, the U.S. is stepping up its rhetoric against Myanmar. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson used the term ethnic cleansing to describe the military operation against the Muslim minority, something he didn't do at a news conference alongside leader Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar last week. Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been convicted of 10 charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes at an international tribunal in The Hague. He was jailed for life. The so-called Butcher of Bosnia was led away from the dock before the verdicts were announced after shouting at the judge, "It's a lie. Everything you said in the courtroom is a lie." VOA's Slatisa Hoke tells us these crimes are part of an ethnic cleansing effort that plagued the region.
The Bosnian conflict ended with the 1995 Dayton Peace Accord, which preserved Bosnia as one state divided in two entities, the Serb Republic and the Bosniak-Croat Federation. Ethnic tensions continue to simmer. Prosper said the Hague-based tribunal was important in advancing the message of personal responsibility and accountability for crimes, but he said the court should also have included the process of reconciliation. He said now is the time for the people of Bosnia to begin that process. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Americans will celebrate Thanksgiving Thursday as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, eating, watching parades and football games, and for many, starting their holiday shopping. There are those who are not as fortunate, and in shelters across the country like this one in Los Angeles, they fed the homeless.
So they have a meal, they have the foot washing, we have tarps, we have hygiene products for people as well. And really it's a focus on ending homelessness.
Search and rescue operations continue Thursday for 3 sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the Western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.